The latest from podnews.net. This podcast is going to have a new guest soon.
Joe Rogan Podcast, check it out.
The Joe Rogan Experience.
Kanye West has said that he has spoken with Joe Rogan and a podcast is coming soon. The musician had been complaining that the media didn't want a serious interview about mental health issues. Now, while the Joe Rogan Experience is arguably big enough, this event has the capability to get this podcast and podcasting into showbiz news reporting across the world.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The BBC has used a loophole to refuse to tell licence fee payers how much it spent on BBC Sounds, its UK-only radio, music and podcast app. That's according to The Times. The corporation is normally bound by freedom of information laws, but claims the app is for the purposes of journalism, art or literature, which is excluded by the law. Podcast and media consultant Eric Newsom thinks that 2019 will be the year of the DIY podcast network. What tactics work at building audiences for podcasts, he asks. Let's start with what doesn't work, almost everything. The Bello Collective have also made their predictions for 2019. Among the predictions, an increase in the number of fiction podcasts produced by large companies and alternate production houses, and new tools and built-in functionality that'll make supporting creators a much easier process. Podbean have published their top podcasts of 2018, according to listens in their own app. The company has also upgraded its statistics platform and has posted a set of screenshots of the new functionality. If you want to speak at Podcast Movement 2019, speaker submissions will open in the next 7 days. The organisers' advice is to start thinking and preparing now for the best chance of being selected. Meanwhile, the UK's first podcasting fan convention, Pod UK, has announced its schedule and guests for the event. It's in Birmingham in the West Midlands on February the 2nd. Wooshka have let us know that they too are in the process of attaining IAB certification. They join Simplecast, Voxnest and Spreaker, Megaphone, Libsyn, Omni Studio and Art19. Blueberry and NPR are already there. PRX has posted a look back at their podcast garage community recording space 2 years after opening it. Libsyn would like to remind you to update the copyright date in your Libsyn account. Charlie Sorrell edits his podcast using a pencil, he says. An Apple Pencil on an iPad Pro. And Resonate Recordings have published the top 13 motivational podcasts, which we'll read as soon as we can be bothered. Finally, what language is this?
Wajigam se iud mi ubinoa. Eskauden ha tranon dan itzgidmasian has de gadnjishtan.
If you speak that language, you'll know it's Cree. The CBC reports on In Ayu Itzchi, a podcast in the First Nation language heard in northern Quebec. And thank you to two new supporters today, Solid Gold Podcast Studios in Randburg, South Africa, and Gimlet in Brooklyn, in New York, in the US. Your support helped us fix an issue for those of you who insist on using Safari. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.